The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that tallies the wins and losses of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about a career-defining moment in basketball history, the time when Spud Webb, a 5'7" underdog, soared to victory over Dominique Wilkins, a 6'8" tall giant. The day was February 8th, 1986. Anthony Spud Webb, the shortest player in the NBA at the time, won first place at a slam dunk contest in Dallas, Texas. The event was held at the Reunion Arena as part of the NBA All-Star Game weekend. Webb, a point guard for the Atlanta Hawks, stood 5 feet and 7 inches tall, making him the shortest player to ever participate in the competition up to that point. Nonetheless, by that stage in his career, Webb had already competed in 9 other dunk contests, and he had won them all. When he returned to his home state of Texas for the NBA's contest, he was hoping for a 10th victory, and a chance to prove, yet again, that size didn't matter. That was an all-too-familiar battle, one that Webb had been fighting ever since he was a high school player growing up in northern Texas. Back then, he averaged 26 points per game and became one of just 10 students out of 5,000 to earn a spot on the All-State team. Yet despite his success on the court, Webb's small stature kept him from being recruited for the big-time programs of Division I colleges. In fact, Webb didn't receive a single scholarship offer from any four-year college. Instead, he attended Midland Junior College in Texas, where he showed up all the doubters by leading his team to victory in the 1982 Junior College Championship. This caught the attention of the coaches at North Carolina State University, and it wasn't long before Webb transferred to play for them. He spent the next 2 years finishing up his college career, and then in 1985, he was chosen by the Detroit Pistons in the 4th round of the NBA draft. Unfortunately, the Pistons cut Webb before the season even started, and he had to go looking for a new team. One impressive tryout later, he earned a spot on the roster of the Atlanta Hawks. Webb's hard work and perseverance had gotten him all the way to the NBA, but his pickup had come with the lowest possible salary that the league would allow, so he started competing in dunk contests to earn some extra cash. He dominated every contest he entered thanks to his impressive vertical leap, which carried him as high as 42 inches off the ground. Without powerful jumps like that, Webb wouldn't have been able to reach the 10-foot-high rims on all official baskets. His leg muscles got him most of the way there, but his small frame played a part as well. Since Webb had less mass than most players, it was easier for him to launch himself higher into the air. And launch himself he did. By 1986, Webb had won 9 out of 9 dunk contests. He wasn't able to compete in the NBA's first or second slam dunk contests, which were held in 1984 and 1985. But when the third contest came around in 86, Webb was a rookie for the Hawks, and therefore eligible to compete. He jumped at the chance. After all, if he won, he would take home $12,500 in prize money, nearly one-fifth of his yearly salary. To make it happen, he would have to out-dunk 7 other players, most of whom were about a foot taller than he was. Webb's steepest competition came from Dominique Wilkins, aka the Human Highlight Film. He was one of Webb's new teammates on the Atlanta Hawks and also the contest's defending champion. A year earlier, Wilkins had beat out Michael Jordan to claim the top spot in the contest. And since Jordan was sidelined with an injury in 1986, Wilkins figured he was a shoe-in to win first place again. Most of the other players had never competed in the contest like he had, and as for Webb, well, he was 5'7", no taller than a parking meter, as one newspaper commentator once put it. He didn't seem like much of a threat to Wilkins. But any doubts about Webb's ability were put to rest in the very first round. His first dunk went through the basket, hit him on the head, and then bounced back up through the net, earning him a combined score of 46 from the 5-judge panel. His second dunk that round was a spinning dunk, which got him a 48, and his third dunk, a two-handed double pump dunk, was good enough for a 47. It was a strong start and gave him an early lead on his opponents. Webb and the other two highest scoring players advanced to the second round, where the champ, Dominique Wilkins, was waiting for them. The scores reset at the start of each round, and after 3 more dunks apiece, the players with the highest scores were Webb and Dominique Wilkins. In fact, they had tied with 138 points each. All of a sudden, Wilkins' victory didn't feel like a sure thing. After a short break, Webb and Wilkins took to the court to square off in the final round. For the first of their last 2 dunks, both players delivered one-handed spin dunks, and each earned a perfect score of 50 in the process. That left Webb with just one more chance to dethrone the champ. Anything less than another perfect 50 wouldn't cut it. By that point, the more than 16,000 fans in the sold-out crowd were firmly in his corner. They started chanting, "Spud, Spud, Spud," as Webb moved to half court, preparing for what might have been his best dunk of the night. He threw a one-handed overhand bounce pass that bounced off the wooden floor, connected with the backboard, and then ricocheted back into Webb's outstretched hand. Now, nearly 4 feet off the ground, Webb snatched the ball and slammed it firmly in the basket, much to the delight of the crowd, judges, and other players, except for maybe Wilkins. It was a perfect 50, and Webb couldn't help but smile. Wilkins tried to match the perfect score, but the best he could muster was a 48, leaving him 2 points shy of the win. Against the odds, Webb had done it. He bested his 6'8", 224-pound teammate and took home over 12 grand for his trouble. And don't feel too badly for Wilkins either. His salary was $585,000 that year, and he took home another $7,500 for being runner-up. Following his big win, Webb went on to have a successful 12-year NBA career, playing 814 games for 4 different teams. He retired from basketball in 1998, having paved the way for other NBA players who were under 6 feet tall, including Muggsy Bogues, Earl Boykins, and Nate Robinson. In fact, Webb actually coached Robinson to victory in the 2006 dunk contest, helping him become the only other sub-6-foot player to ever win the top spot. In a fun tribute to his mentor, the 5'9 Robinson actually jumped over Webb during his best dunk of the night. Webb later went on to judge the NBA dunk contest himself in 2010, and he currently serves as the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends of the NBA G League. Still, his biggest claim to fame is probably his landmark win over his much more famous, much taller teammate. Case in point, in a 2021 interview, Webb said that, quote, 100,000 people have told me they were there that night, but the place only holds 20,000. It's just something that grows on you. You just get used to it and understand that you're going to have to talk about it everywhere you go. Lastly, because I know you're wondering, Webb's nickname, Spud, has nothing to do with being squat like a potato. Shortly after his birth in 1963, a close friend of Webb's father joked that the boy had a head so big and round that it looked like Sputnik, the famous Soviet satellite that had launched 6 years earlier. The nickname stuck for years, but when the other kids in his neighborhood had trouble pronouncing the word, it got changed to Spud, and everyone liked the sound of it. Much like Webb's victory in the dunk contest, the origin of his nickname is probably another thing he has to talk about everywhere he goes. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have a second and you're so inclined, you can keep up with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and you can write to us directly at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.